Ambassador Wharton says the money will come from the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, known as PEPFAR, and will be used to support critical health interventions meant to prevent more HIV infections.
This year alone, we've invested over $95 million through the PEPFAR program to support critical health interventions designed to prevent more HIV infections, to scale up combination prevention initiatives to assist those orphaned by HIV and other vulnerable children, and to strengthen Zimbabwe's health system.
Since 2005, the U.S. government has invested about $400 million in Zimbabwe towards the country's HIV/AIDS response. This year's Auxilia Chimsoro competition was won by AfricAid, a local non-governmental organization which received a $5,000 grant. The grant will support young people living with HIV or AIDS who will produce a musical DVD aimed at raising awareness of HIV/AIDS. AfricAid director Nicola Willis explains.
So with this award, plan is, as you've already heard, the adolescents from Jandiri will come together, produce their own song and musical DVD. But it will be supported by national icon. I can't tell you exactly who they are at the moment because the discussions are still in process, but I'm sure many of you have ideas about who they could be. If you have other ideas, do come to us, because we really want punk. We want this to get out far and wide. We know the teenagers have a very strong message.
Ambassador Wharton, who was instrumental in launching the Auxilia Chimsoro Award when he was the embassy's public affairs officer 12 years ago, says he's happy that the award has become a part of Zimbabwe's national AIDS response. The U.S. mission launched the Auxilia Chimsoro Award in 2000 to help destigmatize HIV/AIDS and to commemorate the legacy of Auxilia Chimsoro, the first Zimbabwean woman to publicly disclose a positive HIV/AIDS status in 1989.
Stigma and discrimination continue to prevent some people from accessing the readily available HIV/AIDS-related services. Especially among the large and important youth population, there are gaps in knowledge and great stigma to overcome. Knowing one's status is the first step toward accessing antiretroviral therapy. So it is in this spirit the U.S. mission has honored Auxilia Chimsoro for setting a trend that has become a big part of the national response to HIV/AIDS Zimbabwe.
A representative of the Chimsoro family commended the U.S. mission, the government of Zimbabwe, and partners for honoring Auxilia and supporting them in reducing HIV/AIDS in Zimbabwe. The HIV/AIDS prevalence is now below 16%. The lowest in sub-Saharan Africa. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.